SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Murder of a nursing student in Georgia has shaken the university town of Athens. Police say Jose Ibarra has been taken into custody in connection with the slaying of 22-year-old Lakin Hope Riley. Ibarra is not a U.S. citizen. He's from Venezuela, and he entered the United States illegally in September of 2022. And the suspect's brother has been charged with green card fraud. So far, there has been no comment from the Biden administration. Republican presidential candidates reacting to the Alabama Supreme Court ruling on frozen embryos.
In Alabama, several clinics paused in vitro fertilization services after the court ruled that frozen embryos can be considered children under state law. Former President Donald Trump said he would strongly support the availability of IVF for couples who are trying to have a baby. And he called on lawmakers in the state to act quickly to find an immediate solution. Nikki Haley said she does not endorse the Alabama ruling, but agreed that an embryo is an unborn baby. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at SRNNews.com, a clean sweep in the South Carolina primary yesterday for former President Donald Trump. Mr. Trump later said that he fixed the border issue when he was in office.
We're going to straighten things out. The border is the worst it's ever been. You know, in 2016, we won and we had a bad border. And I talked about the border a lot, talked about it a lot. And I said, we're going to fix it. We're going to fix it. We fixed it very quickly. And in 2020, we couldn't talk about it, although we did get millions of more votes a second time.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says an Israeli military offensive in Rafah could be delayed if a deal for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas is reached. This is SRN News. Federal government is spending taxpayer dollars to change college biology classes.
The National Science Foundation has given nearly $1 million to several universities so they can develop so-called inclusive undergraduate biology courses because current offerings, quote, inaccurately categorize sex and gender as binary. The NSF says if college professors try to tell young people that science defines only two genders, male and female, this will make transgender students uncomfortable. Critics say the grant will undermine science. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
About 25% of young people in the United Kingdom think the Bible should be edited or banned. A poll released by Whitestone Insights finds 23% of respondents between the ages of 18 and 34 agree all books that contain perceived hate speech should be removed. This is SRN News. Massive treasure hunt way down yonder.
Colombia's government has announced an underwater exploration of more than 600 meters deep to investigate and try to raise objects from the mythical galleon San Jose, sunk in the 18th century in the country's northern Caribbean and believed to contain cargo valued at billions of dollars. It's the first phase of a scientific research into deep waters of the galleon that aims at collecting information to determine which pieces are suitable and possible to extract. Keith Peters reporting.
A stamp honoring John Wooden has been unveiled on the UCLA campus where he coached the Bruins to a record 10 national basketball championships in the 60s and 70s. Wooden died in 2010 at 99. It's only two coaches to be honored as such. One, James Naismith, the man who invented the game. More details at SRNNews.com.